All right, how many of you guys are blessed today? I'm glad that you guys came. I'm glad that you guys are here. And I did that last night, so I thought it was pretty cool. It was a little potato. A fabulous couch right there, a little potato. And so the message today is don't waste your talents. Don't waste your talents. So we got a little couch potato. It's supposed to be a couch potato. And he's got his juice, you know, his little kegger for him. I don't know what it is. And he's got his remote. He's got his chips. It's kind of weird, right? A little potato eating some potato chips. But it's, don't waste your talents. So That's what we're going to talk about today. Don't waste your talents. Yesterday we had a great time at my daughter's birthday party. I thank you guys. Thank you for feeding me abundantly and getting fatter by the minute. That with some good stuff. So, but we're going to go to Matthew 25:14-30, and you can go to your Bibles or you can read it up here if you can. You can make it a little bit bigger. Matthew 25. But yeah, it's good to have you, brother. It's good to have you. I've known him since we were little, and it's good. God is good. God is amazing. So don't waste your talents. Tell your neighbor, look at yourself and say, you don't have a mirror, so it's kind of hard to look at yourself, right? Today, the word is in Matthew 25:14-30. And so, let me say this. What is a talent? A talent is a special ability that allows someone to do something good, something great. Special skill, you know? It's a special ability that allows you to do something great. And in the King James, we're going to read off the NIV, but in the King James, it talks about talents instead of gold. This says gold. It's the NIV. But talents in those days were currency. They were money. That's the way they counted money. It was called a talent in those days. So let's read 25:14. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold, to another, 2 bags, and to another, 1 bag. Each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more, but the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole, and in the ground hid his master's money. Let's stop right there real quick. And so this says gold. And like I said, so if you replace the word gold with talents, that's the King James, talents. So Jesus is talking right here. Anytime you see the red letters, that's when Jesus is talking. And he's telling a story to his disciples and the people. He's telling a story about this master who gave his people money. And so there was 3 guys. He gave his money. One, he gave him 5. The other one, 2. And then the other one, he just gave him 1. So let's just simplify it. Let's say I gave somebody $5, somebody else $2, and then the last one $1, right? Now this is way much more than that, right? But let's just simplify it. And so that's what this man did. And last week we talked about putting God first, okay? And this is kind of gonna go into that. this is after you put God first, this is what's going to happen, okay? So this is kind of like the sequel or something, right? So last week we talked about letting go of the things which are distracting you from your full potential in life, right? Put God first. And today we're going to talk about your talents. So there's three guys. One with five golds, right? The other one with two. The one with five, he went out and he made it grow. Okay? He went out and he hustled, right? And he made five more. The other one had two. He went out and hustled again, and he made two more. The last one did something different. Okay? He got it and hit it. Hit it. Let's read on a little bit. We left off on 19. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received five bags of gold brought the other five. Master, he said, you entrusted me with five bags of gold. See, I have gained five more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many more things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with two bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with two bags of gold. See, I have gained two more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many more things. Come and share your master's happiness. Let's stop real quick, because I want you to see what's happening here. So we just talked about the two of them. They doubled it, right? They doubled what they had. They came back and said, look, we have doubled it for you. All right? Now, what did he say? He said, well done, my good and faithful servant. You know, you did great. Let me tell you something. And then he said, I will entrust you with more. To whom much is given, much is required. When God gives you something in life, it is great. Okay? And the more you want from God, the more it is required from you, okay, to do greatness within that. The more he will entrust you with more things to do greater things, okay? Let's go back and see what the last guy did. 24. Then the man who had received one bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken away from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. That's where we're going to stop. See, so the two went out and hustled, okay? They went out and hustled and made it double, okay? The last one did something different. What stopped them from hustling? He was afraid, okay? He got afraid. He got scared. Sometimes Sometimes people don't reach their full potential because they're scared. Okay? They're scared. They play it safe. But just like this is talents, okay, just like this is gold, God has entrusted us with a person, individual. We have gifts. We have talents that God put within us. Let me put it like this. God doesn't make crap, okay? He doesn't. He makes great things, okay? When he created us, he put stuff in us to make us great. He put certain gifts, certain talents within us to be great. Now, what you do with that is up to you. And some people will accomplish their dreams. Some people go out there and they hustle. They hustle hard. They work hard. They do different things, right? And they hustle. And they make big companies or, you know, different things, right? And some people, they get kind of scared. They get scared of failure. And that's what it comes to. They get scared of failure. Now, this is talking about gold, but understand that Jesus is talking deeper than gold. Yeah, he has entrusted us with certain money or whatever. You can do the same thing with money. If you put God first, and we put God first, give it to him, give our all gifts, he will increase us with more money. He will bless us with more. So we can do greater things, right? If we're doing good with it, right? So it goes with that. It goes with your gift. There's some things that I can do that you guys can't do. There's some things that you guys can do that I can't do. I suck at construction. I tried it. I suck at it, right? My brother over here. Build stuff, you know? I mean, there's all kinds of talents in here. There's all kinds of talents out there. There's all kinds of talents in Buckeye, around the world, right? Because God put certain things within us to do great things. But he doesn't want to control us like robots. He gave us free choice. He gave us free will to do whatever we want in life, to be whatever we want in life. Right? Just like I teach my kids certain things, you know, and I raise them up certain ways, but they have a choice. Okay? When they grow up, they can be whatever they want to be. Now, I try to encourage them to do great things, and this is what the Bible, it tries to encourage you. God's word is saying, look, this is what you could do. This is the great things that I've planted within you, and if you really tap into them, greatness is ahead of you. But it's your choice. See, and the devil sees that too, and he'll either try to use our gifts, our talents, for bad, for sin. He'll try to distract us. There's a couple ways that he will do that. If you hustle, right, you hustle, and sometimes he makes you hustle for the wrong reasons. And it's not very satisfying. At the end of the day, he'll leave you just depressed, down. He'll use you. He'll abuse you. The devil will use you so much with all your talents to do so many things for him. And then at the end of the day, we're feeling sad. We're feeling depressed. We're feeling useless. And you've just been used. Another is try to distract us from our talents by putting doubt. Oh, no, you'll never accomplish that. Oh, no, you just live in Buckeye. You can never do nothing. There's no greatness for you, right? They'll try to plant those seeds and tell us, that'll never work. You can never get a good job. You can never do this, you know. You can never build nothing. You can never start a church out here. Come on, right? So, but you have greatness within you. Don't waste your talents. We can live all our lives, and at the end of our lives, right, when we come before God on judgment day, he will either say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," or, "You didn't do good, right? Depart from me. You're wicked. Use your talents for evil. Use your talents for bad. I entrusted you with certain gifts to do great things, to accomplish greatness in this world, in this life." See, don't ever let anybody tell you that you do not have something great within you. And people will. Sometimes the devil will say, "Oh, come on, dude, what you doing? You know, what are you doing? You can't do that. Why are you going to church? Come on." Right? And they're not bad people. Understand that. They're not bad people. They just don't understand what God has for you. What God is trying to do for you. And so the last one, he got scared. He let his fear stop him from doing great. So what did he do? He took that talent, he took that gold, and gave it to the one that had 10 already because he did great, right? I want to tell you something. The saddest thing I see in churches, the saddest thing I see in Christians is that they once hustled, right, before they came to church. They hustled for the devil. They did all these things. They went out. They did this. They did that. They did all these things, right? And then they come to Christ. They come to church. And they just waste away. They get comfortable in church. And I see this with a bunch of churches. I visited so many churches. I see my past churches. I've seen great people come, and all of a sudden, because it's like, "Oh, well, I gotta be a man." You know? Oh, and they're trying to play it safe. See, I'm no good. I know that. I'm no good. That's why I need God. And so I see those things. They become Christians. They get in the church. They get comfortable. They just go to church every Sunday. They just sit there. They never accomplish anything. Right? They play it safe. "Oh, I'm safe now. You know, I'm a Christian." It's sad because God has greatness. The same hustle, the same mentality that you had in the world before you did whatever you did, okay, that same mentality and use it for God. And see how many great things you can do. I guarantee you, you can. See, me and my brother, we were talking about a little bit about how I came to Christ. And see, I was crazy. I was going crazy. And I don't know if you can remember this, man, but I remember at the time I was going crazy. And you saw me one time and you're like, "Man, you look really skinny." It was because I was depressed. You thought I was doing drugs, but I was depressed, okay? I was going crazy. I was depressed. I was living a crazy life, and I was tired of it. But back in those days, right, I was going to the clubs. I was racing. I was doing all these crazy stuff, right? I put my energy into fighting, into stealing. I put all that energy, and I was getting good at it, right, out of all those things. I was hustling, man. And so now that God has saved my life, that God has gave me a second chance, how much greater should I hustle for God? And so that's what I started doing. I started hustling for God. The devil used me and abused me and left me all depressed, useless, worthless. Right? He prostituted me. That's what he did. So when I came to God, I was like, "You know, God, I don't want to play safe. I don't want to come to church and just, you know, use me, God. Use me. Use my gifts. I don't have much. Back when I was in high school, I never rap. I never did. You know? Nobody ever thought in high school, oh, that guy's going to make a couple CDs. Oh, that guy, yeah, they're going to feature him on TV. They're going to feature him on radio stations. Nobody would have ever thought of that. But what I did is I wanted to give God a thank you. And I made him a little song, a little poem. And I said, thank you, God. I just wanted to do it for him. And it wasn't to try to do CDs and, you know, all these awards or whatever, you know. My music is being heard all over the world. I got fans all over the world that I never even seen. Giving it to God, I was just, use me, God. Use my gifts. And I just wrote him a thank you song. And then from there, it just progressed. He gave me more, right? He gave me more. To whom much is given, much is required. He gave me more. He began to give me more because he entrusted me with more things to do. He entrusted me, right? And then I got hungry. I really did. I got hungry for God. And I started studying. I started studying all of these things, right? I started videography, photography. I studied all these things, and now I can do all these things, but I use those things for God. And at the end of my journey, when I stand before God, listen, when I stand before God, I want to say that I didn't have regrets. When I live this life, I want to look back and say, you know what? I did everything, no matter how hard it was, no matter what it looked like, right? No matter what people said about me or I'll never be accomplished or you will never be a pastor, you will never be this. I can stand before God and said with no regrets. And I know he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You did great. Come in. Now we'll enter into heaven. So I want to live my life with no regrets, not being scared. Yeah, there's times where I'm going to double think myself and say, oh, man, that seems kind of hard. But you know what? I got to put that behind me and know that I have a God. And if I have God, if God is for me, who could be against me? He's the most powerful. Understand that. When you come to God, he is the most powerful thing. See, I've witnessed in Phoenix, I've witnessed to gangbangers, and I was never afraid because God is for me. And even though sometimes they would have guns or things like that, what? Doesn't scare me. Doesn't scare me. Because I have God, and God is powerful. And if anybody kills me, so be it. What do I get? I get to enjoy heaven. With God, right? So at the end of my journey, I want to say, no regrets. Don't waste your talents. God has put greatness within you. God has put certain gifts, certain talents. He's entrusting you with certain things. You know, our kids, you know, our family. If you begin to walk with God and ask him on how to use your gifts, your talents, your family will see that. My kids. Amen? The same goes with money. Right? Same goes with money. You know, the saddest thing is, I was reading a statistic, and it said that 70% of lottery winners, they go broke within a couple of years. 70%. And they win millions, man. Because they waste their money. They don't know how to handle it, right? So hustle for God. He has made you this way. The same thing that you do for the devil, turn it around, do it for God, and watch what God does with you, what God creates within you. And I see that. I see that in churches. I see that in churches. They bring somebody and they try to completely change their life. They're like, oh, yeah, you can't dress that way. You can't change. You got to change everything about you. I see that with many churches, and they're doing it all wrong. because God put the same things within them that they're doing, okay? But he intended them for good. And the devil is using them for bad. So turn that around and use it for good. See, I'm not here to change anybody. I cannot change anybody. I cannot save anybody. All I can do is introduce you to God, the great God, the one that can change your life around, the one that can do great things for your life, the one that has a great purpose for your life. But it's your choice, right? So don't live your life with regrets. Give your life to God. Give your life to him. Use your gifts. Leave it to him. And leave a legacy in this world. And it might just be for your kids or it might just be for your family. But leave something. Because God has made you guys great. Let me just give you a story. I don't know if you guys heard, but Paul Crouch. Paul Crouch is a TBN. Trinity Broadcasting Network, the Channel 21 and all that. He just recently died, okay? But in 1973, he started TBN. He started a little TV station, a little satellite, right? 1973. Now, whether you like the guy or whether you don't like the guy, doesn't matter, okay? Some people don't like him, but it doesn't matter, okay? Because what he did is he set out to do something for God, okay? He set out to do something for God, and he did it. 1973 to now, TBN is huge. It's all over the world. They got so many different channels. They got a Spanish channel now. They got all these channels, man. You know, they got they play music videos. They got all these channels. But he used that gift for God. And now it reaches all around the world. All around the world. There's been many times that I got blessed by just watching TBN. By just watching different pastors on TBN. And some of those pastors I've even worked with. Because God entrusted me more. Amen? So you got greatness within you. Use that greatness. Use it for God. Give it to God. Give your life to God. And watch what he can do. Don't let your talents go to waste. Don't waste your talents. Amen? Don't waste your talents. So when you're feeling empty, depressed, lonely, worthless, God has something for you. God has greatness within you. And listen, he already put it in there, okay? He has put it in there. He made you a certain way, okay? Some people say Apple, you know, iPhones and all that is the best, you know. They make great products. Whether you like them or don't, a lot of people like them. They're great products, right? That's how they work their products. They want to make great things. I understand that. If God is our master, how much great are you? He made us great. He made a great product. Right? But some people waste it. Some people get lazy. Or some people use their talents and gifts for the devil. But God put those things within you. And why the devil uses those things for bad is because he's afraid of you, because he is threatened by what you have inside. Understand that. So he wants to distract you from accomplishing the great path that God has for you. That's why. Jesus went around, and his disciples were hardcore. They were street guys. They were not church people, man. They weren't, and they did some great things. And God didn't say, oh, you need to change this. No, no, no. He just taught them. He got their gifts out of them, and they accomplished greatness. So give your life to God. Give your talents to Him. Don't get discouraged. Don't waste your talents. Amen? So let us pray. Let us bow our heads. And for those of you guys that will listen to this message on your MP3, on your phone, on the website, this is for you too. God is calling your gifts. God is calling your talents. And he wants to do some great things within you. Now, maybe some of you guys been using those gifts and talents for the devil for the wrong reasons. We're all sinful. We have all sinned and come short of his glory. But Jesus gave his life for us that we may have a second chance. And that if you give your life to him and trust him as your Lord and Savior, you will go to heaven. He died on the cross for you. He gave you his all. And that's why I stand here and I give him my all. Because he first loved me when nobody could love me. He saved me when nobody could save me. So I ask of you guys on the website, or anybody listening right now, do you want to give God your all? Do you want to give him your life, your talents, your gifts? Your all, just like he gave you his all. And if that's you, let us pray. Dear God, we're sorry for our sinful ways. We're sorry for our sins. We're sorry for our wrongs doing, for using our talents for the world and for the devil when you made us great and you made those talents for great. And so, we're sorry, Lord God, for using our lives in the wrong way. And we thank you for saving us. We thank you for dying on the cross. So come into our hearts, Lord God. Come into our lives. Change us. Build us. Mold us. That we may be great for you, Lord God. That we may fight for you now. For a purpose. For a reason. For something greater in this life. See, people are suffering, and they're waiting for leaders like you to come tell them about how good God is. People are suffering. We see it all the time. People on drugs. We see it all the time. And God has a purpose for each and one of them. And here we are disciples. So God wants to use our gifts to help some people, to reach some people. You guys are all leaders in God's eyes. He has made each and one of you great in God's eyes. So God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, and just renew our hearts, our minds, our body, our souls, Lord God. And we ask for your spirit, Lord God, that it may dwell upon us, Lord God, and that we may start a revolution for you, Lord God. That we may do great things for you, Lord God. That we may teach our kids in your ways, Lord God, to fulfill their destiny, to fulfill our destiny and our lives. We thank you for this precious word. We thank you for today, Lord God, in your precious name. Amen. Amen.